The Book of Isaiah, Chapter 10. Woe to those who decree unrighteous decrees, and to the writers who write perverseness, to turn aside the needy from justice, and to rob the poor of my people of their right, that widows may be their spoil, and that they may make the fatherless their prey. And what will you do in the day of visitation, and in the desolation which will come from afar? To whom will you flee for help? And where will you leave your glory? They will only bow down under the prisoners and will fall under the slain. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Ho, Assyrian, the rod of my anger, the staff in whose hand is my indignation. I will send him against a godless nation, and against the people of my wrath I will give him a charge, to take the spoil and to take the prey, and to tread them down like the mire of the streets. Nevertheless, he does not mean so, neither does his heart think so. But it is in his heart to destroy and to cut off not a few nations. For he says, Are not my princes all of them kings? Isn't Calno as Carchemish? Isn't Hamath as Arpad? Isn't Samaria as Damascus? As my hand has found the kingdoms of the idols, whose graven images excelled those of Jerusalem and of Samaria, shall I not, as I have done to Samaria and her idols, so do to Jerusalem and her idols? Therefore it will come to pass, that, when the Lord has performed his whole work on Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, I will punish the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Assyria, and the glory of his high looks. For he has said, By the strength of my hand I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I have understanding. And I have removed the bounds of the peoples, and have robbed their treasures, and like a valiant man, I have brought down those who sit on thrones. And my hand has found as a nest the riches of the peoples. And as one gathers eggs that are forsaken, I have gathered all the earth. And there was none that moved the wing, or that opened the mouth, or chirped. Will the axe boast itself against him who cuts with it? Will the saw magnify itself against him who wields it? As if a rod should wield those who lift it up, or as if a staff should lift up him who is not wood. Therefore will the Lord, Yahweh of hosts, send among his fat ones leanness, and under his glory there will be kindled a burning like the burning of fire. And the light of Israel will be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame, and it will burn and devour his thorns and his briars in one day. And he will consume the glory of his forest and of his fruitful field, both soul and body, and it will be as when a standard bearer faints. And the remnant of the trees of his forest will be few, so that a child may write them. And it will come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and those who have escaped of the house of Jacob will no more again lean on him who struck them, but will lean on Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. A remnant will return, even the remnant of Jacob, to the mighty God. For though your people, Israel, are as the sand of the sea, only a remnant of them will return. A destruction is determined, overflowing with righteousness. For a full end, and that determined, will the Lord, Yahweh of hosts, make in the midst of all the earth. Therefore thus says the Lord, Yahweh of hosts, O my people who dwell in Zion, don't be afraid of the Assyrian, though he strikes you with the rod and lifts up his staff against you, after the manner of Egypt. For yet a very little while, and the indignation against you will be accomplished, and my anger will be directed to his destruction. And Yahweh of hosts will stir up against him a scourge, as in the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb. And his rod will be over the sea, and he will lift it up after the manner of Egypt. And it will come to pass in that day, that his burden will depart from off your shoulder, and his yoke from off your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed by reason of fatness. He has come to Aeth, he has passed through Migron, at Michmash he lays up his baggage, they have gone over the pass. They have taken up their lodging at Jebba, Ramah trembles, Jibah of Saul has fled. Cry aloud with your voice, O daughter of Galim. Listen, O Lasha, O you poor Anathoth, Madmana is a fugitive, the inhabitants of Jebim flee for safety. This very day he will halt at Nob. He shakes his hand at the mount of the daughter of Zion, the hill of Jerusalem. Look, the Lord, Yahweh of hosts, will lop the boughs with terror. And the high of stature will be cut down, and the lofty will be brought low. And he will cut down the thickets of the forest with iron, and Lebanon will fall by a majestic one.